Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com. And our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT, we have an email here from Esther.
Esther. Hey, exclamation point. I love listening to your podcast on my commute to and from work. It's really helped me gain realistic insight on the LSAT and law school admissions. Hey, Esther, if you're not already listening to Thinking LSAT, it's a longer podcast. It only comes out once a week. But, you know, this one is kind of short episodes. Check out Thinking LSAT if you want more. Anyway, here is my concern, says Esther. My UGPA has been getting progressively lower every semester for the past three semesters. I'm graduating in May, so I still have this last semester to make up for it a little bit, which I'm confident I can. Good. It's not that I've consistently gotten a lower grade in one or two courses every semester. I've gotten a lower grade in for one course in one semester, then two, then four. Kind of weird that Esther's not saying the GPA, but saying how many classes she scored lower in.
Yeah.
Anyway, I still have a 3.92 overall UGPA. These are the people that you're competing against.
I was
against.
Waiting for like a 2.4 or like, some big drop, you know?
I was cringing about the drop in the GPA. And then she says, oh, but my UGPA is 3.92. It's like, okay. So this is another one of those like hyper-focused, hyper, you know, perfectionist people. In all honesty, it's been getting lower due to burnout and studying for the LSAT. Ooh. GPA first, Esther. Law school is for people who are good at school. You need to demonstrate that you're good at school. Studying LSAT while you're still an undergrad it's not a good thing to do if you're not getting straight A's.
Yep.
You're capable of straight A's. You should stop studying for the LSAT and get straight A's this semester.
Yep.
Instead, Esther says, should I be writing an addendum about why my GPA has gone down the last three semesters?
No. Get your GPA up. That's
get
what speaks
4.0
volumes.
For this last semester.
Yep.
Pause your LSAT studying. Put law school on hold. Don't try to do it all right now. You're building an academic record that the schools are really interested in. And you putting bad grades on your record semester after semester after semester was really bad. You just shouldn't have been studying LSAT at the same time if it was going to hurt your grades. If it's not going to hurt your grades, then by all means, study with us. But if it's hurting your grades, then you should not be doing that. Esther continues, should I be writing an addendum? Yeah, no. I don't know if law schools will look at my GPA trend, even though I have a fairly high GPA. If they were to have reservations regarding my GPA, how should I approach this on my GPA addendum? Should I even address it? Best, Esther. You know, Esther, I was just looking at the 509. We were recording a different episode. We were looking at the 509 for Northwestern. If you look at these really good schools, you know, Northwestern has a median GPA of 3.89.
Yep.
So over the past three semesters, you have been creeping down toward that median GPA of 3.89. If it falls below 3.89, a school like Northwestern is going to look at you and go, hey, this is someone who's going to lower our median GPA. That's bad for our ranking. We don't want that. If you're applying to a school, we'll go up a little higher. Chicago, since we're talking about Chicago. Chicago has a 50th percentile of 3.91. So there, you're like actually on the edge, right? If you get anything lower than a 3.9, this semester, your UGPA is probably going to fall below their median. And now that school is going to have a real hard time wanting to admit you because a critical part of your application has slipped.
Yeah. So drop the LSAT, focus on the GPA, and don't talk about this in your addendum. No. All you're doing is bringing a highlighter to this negative part of your application. The best part of your application is your overall GPA, so just leave it alone. But for this semester, please do everything you can to keep it or even bring it up.
They don't want to hear about your burnout. They don't want to hear about you choosing the LSAT over school. What you need to do is choose school over the LSAT right now. Come back to us later when you're done. It'll only be right now. Shit, you're going to hear this. It's like you have like a month left of school. Hey,
but hey, kill it on the finals. Do whatever you can.
Kill it on the finals and then kill it on the LSAT, no matter how long that takes. Don't apply with a mediocre LSAT here. Apply with a great LSAT. Take all the time you need. Don't force yourself. You know, this just really feels like somebody who's, Esther didn't say this, but we hear it a lot. Well, it's my last semester and I'm already going to have to take a gap year and I don't want to have to take two gap years. So that's why I had to study for the LSAT at the same time. And our advice is always, listen, you're 21 years old or something. Who gives a shit whether you start law school when you're 23 or 24? It just doesn't matter. But putting bad grades on your record, and you're probably also half-assing the LSAT at the same time.
Yeah. Hey, I agree with that 100%. And I hope that, who is this?
Esther.
Oh, Esther. I hope she refocuses on the grades and gets them up. Given how competitive she can be, right? She has a GPA that could get her into Yale. I mean, I'm looking at Yale's 509 report, the 50th percentile for the GPA is a 3.94. Of course, that could go up this year, but it's not going to go up a lot. If it does go up, it could even go down. But the point is Esther, you're right there. Does it make sense for Esther to, it's going to cost money, but go for one more semester? Summer's usually cheaper.
Oh, so don't graduate. Decide on a summer slate of classes where you're going to get straight A's.
Yep.
Or maybe even a whole year of classes. Honestly, like, don't file for graduation. I agree with you. Summer is usually cheaper. You know what else is cheaper, though, is community colleges.
Yeah, and you can get those credits to transfer as long as you check with your admissions office or your whatever office. But look at opportunities to bring this up to a 3.95 or a 3.96. We also need to know what's going to happen when you put it through the Credential Assembly Service. So maybe you need to do that to figure out where you're at. Can you even do that?
Yeah, because whatever's on your transcript isn't going to be the real story. So upload those transcripts to LSAC and see what they calculate your GPA at. Okay. Also, Esther, you do have a really good GPA. I'm not saying that you absolutely can't apply this cycle. You know, I think that I probably, if I were holding the purse strings, right, if I were in charge of where you're going to go and how much you're going to pay, I would be like, yeah, take another year. See if you can rehab this GPA a little bit back to, you know, it's already great, but you could make it truly stellar. Then take all the time you need to study for the LSAT, then go to law school. I think if you do it that way.
Go to the best schools in the country. Yeah.
And save yourself, $200,000 potentially.
Yeah.
But there's other people doing things in different ways too, right? Maybe Esther is just like, no, I know exactly where I'm going to go to law school and my grades are. But that doesn't seem like what she's saying, though, because she is saying law schools multiple might be looking at your GPA trend. I don't think, you know, as long as your GPA is above their median, I can't see them giving a shit about your trend.
Yes, I agree. So my suggestion is only to bring up the overall GPA to go just above the median of the best schools in the world, so that those options aren't closed out to you, because you seem like someone who might be able to get that. We don't have any idea what your LSAT scores are, but I'm guessing given your GPA, you're doing decently well.
Yeah. All right, Esther, write us back if you want to get some clarification on any of that. Everybody can email daily at lsatdemon.com. You can ask us questions. You can share LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.